Thank you for downloading Producer's Pick from Sounds True, a podcast dedicated to bringing you moving, captivating, and intriguing selections from our programs. In this podcast, the producers at Sounds True have chosen a selection from a program they've worked on, which caught their attention as a unique or special moment in the recording process. This week's episode, how we unconsciously create difficulties at work for our personal growth, comes from the audio program, The Power of Radical Forgiveness. Here's what Randy Rourke, a producer at Sounds True, had to say about this week's producer's pick.
In The Power of Radical Forgiveness, Colin Tipping describes a way of relating to life where everything that happens to us, especially those areas where we experience the most conflict, are opportunities and calls for personal growth. I have internalized the main practices and techniques he presents in this program, and they have changed the way I relate to the difficult moments in my life. Times when I feel I've been wronged, or where someone else is doing something wrong, have become opportunities where I automatically stop, take a breath, and re-examine the situation to find ways that I can learn and grow from it instead of fighting against it. In this selection from The Power of Radical Forgiveness, Colin Tipping takes one of the common experiences in life where we are having difficulties at work and explains how the conflicts we experience there can often be ones that we unconsciously create for our own personal growth.
You can download the entire program, The Power of Radical Forgiveness, at SoundsTrue.com. And now, our producer's pick. How we unconsciously create difficulties at work for our personal growth, with Colin Tipping.
Now, of course, keeping in mind that since finding ways to experience separation is your main purpose in the first part of your life, it follows that from your soul's perspective, it is in your interest to get good at pointing fingers, laying blame, shifting responsibility, and sabotaging the effort of yourself and your colleagues. And you'll want to find colleagues who will do the same for you. It's the game we play, at least until we begin to awaken. And no one is immune. Everyone from the CEO down to the least paid worker is playing this game. It's what human beings do. The fact is that we bring to work with us more than a lunchbox or a briefcase full of papers. We also bring with us all our unconscious emotional baggage. All that pain of separation that we've been storing up inside, deep down in our unconscious minds. In fact, I've coined a word for it. I call it humanergy. Repressed energy that sits there in the subconscious mind, waiting for the right moment to become activated and acted out. When it does get activated, it can cause a great deal of upset for the individual, which may be just fine for their spiritual growth, but terrible for their career. And for the organization that they work for, whether it be a church, a business, the military, government, or whatever else it might be. Let's assume, for example, that our spiritual intelligence guides us to the kind of work, job, or department within a company where we are most likely to have a boss who will remind us of one of our parents, with whom we may still have unresolved issues. From our soul's point of view, that's good, because it offers us an opportunity to heal that wound and release that energy around that parent. But if we begin to act this out with our boss, it could easily have very serious ramifications for the company and for our own career. Suppose, for example, that my father was a bit of a tyrant, especially when he was drunk, which was often. When he was drunk, he was verbally abusive to everyone, but especially to me, and always told me I was no good and would never amount to anything. As a young boy, I would have taken that in and made it part of my unconscious belief system. I also would have had an aversion to men and authority, don't you think? However, I would have repressed all that and probably moved on, seemingly unaffected. I might have done quite well in my career and reached a decent level in my company. But suppose I unexpectedly and very suddenly got a really good promotion, a terrific opportunity to make a big impact. But it did involve working for a man who had a reputation for being a tough mentor and a demanding boss. Remember, there are no accidents. It's very likely that my humanity, which has been latent until this moment, would kick in. The belief that I would never make it big would begin to assert itself. So would my resistance to authority and lack of trust in powerful men. The first thing that's likely to happen, after a period of time anyway, is that I will begin to have issues with my mentor boss. He will almost certainly begin to pick on me and find fault with me, and I will feel put down by him. This is not by accident. At the energetic level, I will, through the law of attraction, be enrolling him to do this for me so I can be right about my belief that men in authority are likely to be cruel and unjust. He will do this for me even if it's actually out of character for him to act in this way. In fact, he might even wonder why he's acting this way towards me. It's just as unconscious for him as it is for me. Neither one of us knows what's really going on. It just seems like a personality clash. But we know that's not it, don't we? As it says in A Course in Miracles, we are never upset for the reason we think. The next thing that is likely to happen is that the belief that I will never make it will kick in and will begin to affect my work. My rational mind will have registered the fact that the promotion means that I have indeed made it. But since that doesn't match up with the belief in my subconscious mind, something has to be done to bring it back into balance. Unfortunately, the subconscious mind is much stronger than the conscious mind, so it's always going to win. It will begin to make me sabotage myself in all sorts of different ways in order that I begin to fail in my work. I might miss deadlines, make mistakes, get sick, hire people who are inefficient, upset customers, create conflicts, and so on. Of course, I will do everything I can to try to cover my mistakes and justify everything that I do. If I'm smart, I will probably survive in my job for quite a long time by covering my tracks. But eventually the game will be up and I will be out. And I will almost certainly blame my boss for my problems. It will be all his fault. There are many ways in which this humanity manifests itself as particular kinds of behavior, all designed as opportunities to heal. A very common one arises out of our pain around having parents who withheld love and affection from us and never seemed to acknowledge who we were. This unmet need for parental approval will give rise to all manner of unconscious behavior, such as passive-aggressive behavior, neediness, a drive to succeed at all costs, including sabotaging colleagues, obsessive-compulsive behavior, shifting blame when things go wrong, and so on. Another common one is where one or both of our parents were perfectionists and always demanded more of us no matter how well we performed. The core negative belief arising from that is going to be some variation of, no matter how hard I try, it'll never be enough. This might lead us to act this out by being driven to succeed at all costs, even if it means cheating or taking big risks. We would probably not be good team players, even though we would pretend to be. We may have a tendency to give up when things get tough, or take our bat and ball in and become apathetic if our expectations are not met. We're almost certainly going to be against authority, even though we'll probably crave approval from everyone in authority. That kind of internal conflict can create some very bizarre behavior. All this is purposeful, of course, in terms of one's spiritual growth, in that it increases the chance of us getting to the point of breakdown, that dark night of the soul experience that usually precedes the awakening. And that's all fine and dandy, of course. But when it happens, it can be disastrous in practical human terms. Our career could be ruined and the company damaged. But assuming that our growth program doesn't call for that much disturbance, and if we are awake enough to use a radical forgiveness tool at those critical moments, we can survive it and move through to the other side.